My name is Wendy. I'm a paediatric sister and emergency nurse practitioner. I am also the daughter to migrants from Ghana. I am a British-born Ghanaian, a career and heritage which fills me with pride. Growing up in the UK from an early age, I realised Remembrance Sunday was a day of national celebration for British citizens to pay their respects to their forefathers who fought for Queen and country, for the freedom of future generations. The soldiers who took part gave their lives, sacrificed so much for the betterment of the nation. They were recognised as heroes and held a special place in the hearts of the nation. For me and many other Blacks and Asians, I didn't really know how to feel a part of Remembrance Day. At school, I didn't have stories to tell. I didn't have memorabilia to show. I would buy a poppy, watch the service televised with fascination, but never intrinsically felt it was meant for me. It wasn't well into adulthood I realised there had been a huge and significant part to the story of Remembrance Sunday that hadn't been taught, televised or told. And that was the contribution of Black and Asian men, women and children from the British empires in the fight for freedom against the Germans. Commonwealth countries which include Ghana, Jamaica, Nigeria, Gambia, India, to name a few. Over 4 million people of colour contributed to the war efforts against Germany. Over 1.3 million Indians, inclusive of Sikhs and Muslims, were made up of regiments and battalions in the UK and other countries. I learnt about Herbert Morris, who, at 16 years old, was part of the British West Indies Regiment. He suffered trauma on the front line where he and thousands of young men like him stacked shells, loaded cannons and dug out trenches. Consequently, he was executed for desertion. This was pardoned in 2006. The story of Walter Toll, who was Britain's first Black professional footballer. Born in Kent, he went on to serve as the first Black officer to lead British soldiers to battle in World War I. I discovered that Algie Grunshie of the Gold Coast Regiment was the first soldier in British service to fire the first gunshot in World War I. This took place in the German colony of Togoland in West Africa. It is with poignancy and pride I share these stories. The British war history, just like the NHS of then and now, has the stories of heroes from different races and cultures who dedicated their lives, sacrificed and worked in unison for the greater good of the United Kingdom. United in name, united in history. Lest we not forget.